Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. 621 Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's up, dude?
All right, let's get right to it. Your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Try a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. I had a couple of the strawberry seltzers last night myself. Delicious.
Nice. There you go. Starting to figure it out, man. Coming around drinking them seltzers. I love it. Let's talk about college football there, Brock. Rose Bowl, the parade, it's been canceled for 2021, but the Rose Bowl game is still on for now. The last time the parade was canceled was in the 1940s because of World War II. Mm-hmm. Let's see if they can still play this game. I what do you think? I don't think it's going to happen.
Look,
sorry.
If they canceled it for World War II, they should probably cancel it for a nationwide pandemic. That's just my take on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of people have a lot of opinions on that statement, but yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't think some people say you can compare World War II to the coronavirus.
Well, obviously, it's two separate things, but right now the nation is going through something. We're seeing people getting sick and everything. So, yeah, let's get everyone together in close quarters to watch a game where people are in close quarters. That'll end well for America. That'll go real, real well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there with you. Basketball. Miami Heat forward Jimmy Butler got in trouble at Disney World, man, with security because he was dribbling too loudly. Yes, he was practicing in his room in the Orlando NBA bubble. And someone called the front desk to complain, you know, because a guy was dribbling a basketball in the room above him and not stopping because, well, he's Jimmy Butler and he practices a lot. Doesn't really care who's below him. So that's what we're talking about right now in sports, Brock. This is what it's the most like second tier sports report ever. Listen to this. Golden State Warriors, you know, Steph Curry, the guy who can hit threes from like half court 9 out of 10 times. He had a plan to host an annual golf tournament at Harding Park. It's close to becoming a reality. It's in the San Francisco Bay. There's a whole story on this, but basically Steph Curry has been trying to get this tournament to go. It's a PGA event hosted by him, Steph Curry. And it looks like he's going to get a 5-year deal to host this. So that's kind of neat. Yeah. Something different. I guess Steph Curry is a hell of a golfer. You know, I think if you scope a ball in from half court 9 out of 10 times, you're probably pretty – your hand-eye coordination seems to be there.
You see this, too, in a lot of athletes that are great at golf or maybe another sport. That's because they have the luxury of going out and playing whenever they really want, especially golf, because golf, no coach would be like, hey, you be careful out there in the golf course. It's not like, hey, coach, I'm going to go ride ATVs in the desert. No. It's a safe sport to play. So you got these guys that have a ton of money, have a ton of free time, and they're like, I'm going to go to this nice golf course and play golf. Of course they're good at it.
Yeah, Steph Curry making it rain on the golf course. So, hey, dude, I'm serious. I had to scrounge for that. That's all I got. There's not much going on in the sports world, Brock, on a Thursday.
You know what, buddy? You made do with what you had. I went in there with low expectations, and you know what? I wasn't disappointed. So there you go.
He's doing something.
He's got something. Mm-hmm. something. All right, good. There you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock and Hunter.
Well, good morning. It's 7:26. Brock Hunter.
Hey! Hello. What's happening, man? Hey, you got to stall for a second. I got to bring my sports back.
you could just guess. Yeah, you could probably figure it out. All right. Well, have I stalled long enough? Do you got it?
I got it.
Let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light Seltzer. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light Seltzer today. What do you got for us, buddy?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about basketball. Basketball. Miami Heat forward Jimmy Butler. This is kind of funny. So we've been talking about the NBA and how they're going to Orlando and they're going to try to figure it out there. Jimmy Butler used to play for the old Bulls, you know. He got in trouble with a Disney World security because he was dribbling too loudly. He was in his apartment. He was practicing in his room in the Orlando NBA bubble, and someone called the front desk and complained, you know, hey, you know that guy you see on TV, Jimmy Butler, with the old flat top haircut? He's dribbling too much. He's dribbling way too much, and he lives right above me. what's Jimmy Butler? Jimmy Butler doesn't care. And he kept dribbling and dribbling and dribbling and dribbling until the guy asked. Yeah, you know, I could see the guy with one of those brooms. Why is it always a broom? And you're hitting your roof with the broom. Hey!
Hey!
I hate these damn kids, you know? So, there you go. Jimmy Butler, he's going to be a good dribbler this year because he's got a lot of practice up there in that old apartment there. Yeah, moving on. College football, the Rose Bowl Parade has been canceled for 2021. But the Rose Bowl game, as far as we know it, is still on. It's not going to happen. It's not going to. Just take my word for it. The last time the parade was canceled was in the 1940s because of World War II. Let's see if they still play the game and... Well, they're not going to have the parade, so we're just kind of banking on the game right now. What do you think? It's been one more day of closer to NFL and college football. Do you still think it's not going to happen,
Brock? It's not going to happen, and I've almost got to the point where I'm annoyed even talking about it.
Ain't no way, ain't no how.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
We're literally seeing spikes all over the country of COVID, and if they think we're going to get this locked down, people can't go into – people can't handle wearing a mask for 10 minutes. Do you think we're going to have football this year? No, we're not. And it's all because people can't just lock it down for just a little bit, get us out of the woods, morons.
So you remember I think it was a year, maybe 2 years ago, man, we brought this up. And I said the NFL is going to be replaced with robots. And it's just going to be the ultimate football arena. I mean, robots exploding on tackles and just, it's going to be the craziest. And this is the start of it. Yep. This is it. So we're going to have to figure something out. People are like, no football? Well, figure it out. Hey, what about those robots? Those robots play? Let's get them out there. Hell with it.
Yeah.
Just people need it. People need football. And if you take it away, they're going to figure something else out. And I'm telling you, I called it like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Robot football. That's in your sports.
I blame Tom Brady for leaving the Patriots. He should have just retired. It's his fault.
That's what it was. He left the Patriots and created a black hole.
Exactly. And it's his fault. Damn you, Tom Brady. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.